For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry. At the Lyceum Theater on Broadway, a play about identity and religion in today's world just opened. It's called Disgraced. It revolves around a man who left his Muslim background behind, Amir Kapoor. Amir is living the good life, or so he thinks. $600 white shirts are what he wears to the office and to court as a mergers and acquisitions lawyer in a firm where he's hoping to make partner. He has the lovely Upper East Side apartment and a lovely blonde non-Muslim wife who paints Islamic motifs and is more enamored of the Islamic tradition than Amir.
It's time we stop paying lip service to Islam and Islamic art. I mean, we draw on the Greeks, the Romans, but Islam is part of who we are, too. God forbid anybody actually try and remind us of that.
Amir clashes with his wife, his devout Muslim cousin, and his dinner guests, a Jewish curator who wants to make it with Amir's wife, and Amir's co-worker, the curator's wife, who is black. They are having drinks before dinner, and the banter begins to reveal tensions between East and West, Muslim and Jew, black and white.
I happen to know a few very brilliant Muslim women who choose to wear the veil.
You really enjoy playing the contrarian.
I'm not playing the contrarian.
Who do you know that wears a veil?
You wouldn't know them.
Because you are making it up.
I'm not.
So who?
Khalid's sister.
Khalid?
She's a professor of philosophy at Cornell. She wears the veil.
Khalid, your trainer?
You train at Equinox.
Yeah.
I know Khalid, balding with a gun.
That's him.
I know you trained at Equinox.
3 years, which one do you go to?
What's your point?
Khalid may be a trainer, but he comes from a ridiculously educated Jordanian background. All the women in his family wear the veil by choice.
It's not always what people think. It's a source of pride for a lot of Muslim women.
First of all, they are probably wearing headscarves, not the veil. It's not the same thing.
The veil is evil. You erase a face, you erase individuality. And nobody is making men erase their individuality. Why does it always come down to making the woman pay? There is a point at which you just have to say no.
Race, ethnicity, gender, prejudice, indoctrination, these are the underlying themes. And it's an issue play where the themes grappled with are the focus more so than the characters. The powerful new play gets people talking outside the theater.
It seems like everybody's position kept changing and no one was happy. That's what I thought was so sad. But it showed humanity and how humanity is unhappy and a mess all the time. So, right? I don't know.
It was wonderful. It was engrossing. And you got involved in it because it was, you saw that what was happening is really what's there. And as I say, and all of us, there's part of that. And to see it come on the stage like that was eye-opening.
So you feel that it was a microcosm of what's going on in the world right now?
Yes. I do. Unhappily, but yes. But no, better if you can recognize it and do something about it. Wouldn't that be nice? But we're old ladies. We've lived a lot and we're smarter. I don't know. For the young people.
I don't think it touched on everything as far as all the ethnicities. Because I think that's endemic in all of them. The racism, the disgust in how people really feel. That's it.
The disgust in how people really feel.
About different ethnicities, different religions, you know, the Jewish and the Islam, the Islamic people, India, Pakistan. I think we're more concerned about them now since 9/11. You know, before they were just another ethnicity in the United States. But now they're targeted, but they're not targeted any more than the blacks. So that's my issue.
It gave me a different look into the Islamic culture and some of the problems and quirks they have, and made you real, it gave a human touch to it. What they go through, everybody goes through, but it gave you a sense of them, their culture, more so than I had seen in theater or movies or anything like that.
It was very intense. It gave both sides of the picture, and it made you feel for the characters. The acting was superb, absolutely superb.
Disgrace stars Hari Dillon, Gretchen Moll, Josh Radner, Karen Pittman, and Danny Ashok. It was written by Ayad Akhtar and won the Pulitzer for Best Drama in 2013. It had a run off Broadway in 2012. It's playing at the Lyceum Theater in Times Square. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.